I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Catholic advocates for migrants have had mixed reactions to the tear gassing at the border of the U.S. and Mexico. Some have criticized the response by the U.S., calling it aggressive. Others stated they attempted to warn the migrants that the situation was different than when caravans would approach the border in years past. Reports from the press in Tijuana stated the protests were peaceful and that the migrants had planned to present their case for asylum, that they only wanted to come for work and to save their lives. The U.S. administration stated that the caravan will not be allowed to enter the country and that the migrants will have to wait in Mexico as their claims are processed. However, even as thousands wait at the border, the U.S. has allowed less than 50 claims to be processed each day. A new memo from the Department of Health and Human Services office states that the Trump administration waived background checks for the staff working at the Tornillo, Texas refugee camp, the largest in the country for migrant children. According to the memo, the former director of the Federal Office of Refugee Resettlement personally approved foregoing the checks. The tent city is currently holding over 2,000 migrant teens, and the Associated Press reports that the teens are receiving inadequate mental health care. The camp was opened in June and was meant to be a temporary shelter for 360 migrant children. According to the Associated Press, plans to close the camp have already been extended 3 times since the summer. Moscow has warned that Ukraine's martial law declaration could spark hostilities in eastern Ukraine. The declaration of martial law came following Russia's seizure of 3 Ukrainian ships and their crews. Last night, Ukraine's parliament approved a motion from the president to impose the law for 30 days. Ukrainian troops have been fighting with Russian-backed separatists since 2014, which has left over 10,000 people dead. However, since 2015, a truce has decreased the amount of fighting. Meanwhile, Poland's president stated the country would support any new international sanctions on Russia over their seizure of Ukraine's ships. Pope Francis has appointed Auxiliary Bishop Daniel Garcia of Austin, Texas, as the new Bishop of Monterey, California. 58-year-old Bishop Daniel Garcia succeeds Bishop Richard Garcia, who passed away July 11th from complications stemming from Alzheimer's disease. Bishop Richard Garcia had led the Diocese of Monterey since 2007. Bishop Daniel Garcia has been the Auxiliary Bishop of Austin since 2015. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit AmericaMagazine.org.